These are your latest Manchester United headlines, beginning with the news that Manchester United representatives have met with Benfica's president Luis Felipe Vieira this week to discuss a deal for Renato Sanches. The Red Devils have been hot on the heels of the talented 18-year-old for much of the season, and it was reported earlier this week they had seen off competition from Manchester City to sign the midfielder. Reports in Portugal have now revealed that Benfica's Vieira has been in Manchester for 2 days to hold talks with United's Ed Woodward in the hope of hammering out the finer details of the €60 million transfer. It's claimed that a deal is yet to be finalised by both parties, as Benfica are eager to receive more money up front and less in bonus payments, United having offered to cough up €40 million initially. Moving on, and it is being reported today that Real Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos is back on the radar of Manchester United. The Germany international was heavily linked with the move to Old Trafford 2 years ago when David Moyes was in charge at the club. Louis van Gaal wasn't thought to be as big a fan, but Ed Woodward would reportedly like to see Kroos make the move from the Bernabeu to Old Trafford come this summer. Finally today, ex-Holland star Edgar Davids has insisted United can reap the benefits of Van Gaal's Old Trafford tenure in the future. Davids, who played under his fellow countryman at Ajax, believes the 64-year-old deserves more plaudits for some of the groundwork he has laid. Van Gaal's future remains the subject of much discussion beyond this season, with a year remaining on his present United deal. But Davids is convinced United have been lucky to avail themselves of his former mentor. He said, "I definitely think it is a blessing for Manchester United to have a coach like Van Gaal. He has been fantastic to work with, giving you clear guidelines so there is room to excel and grow. If you look at most youngsters, they have worked well under Van Gaal."